When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, the Netflix folks have been busy debuting a lot of live stuff. There was a live comedian special, I think, Friday night. I'm sorry, I forget who it was. I just remember when I was on Netflix, I saw the ad come up for it. But then last night, it was the roast of Tom Brady.
Roasting every morning.
The live roast of Tom Brady. And while there is not usually a lot of newsworthiness to this...
Real quick, have we ever talked about a roast on the show together?
No.
I don't think so. This is a first.
But given that...
No, I'm not being critical. I'm just saying.
But given that it's Tom Brady...
Yeah.
And many newsmakers were there...
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much all of Brady's important people, Belichick,
yeah,
Kraft...
Bledsoe was
Gronk,
there.
Gronk, Bledsoe...
Edelman.
I mean,
not
a lot
Aaron
of them...
Not Aaron Hernandez.
...was there... And there were actually a couple of things that could be quasi-newsworthy, and we'll get to those in just a moment.
Okay. Certainly but, there was stuff that was humorous.
There was a lot of roasting of Tom Brady and his marital status.
Oh, yes, there were.
Joey, I think I got all the bleeps in this one, but just in case, make sure you have your button on the dump.
I'll be
just
hovering
in case.
Over.
But... Now, some of these clips aren't the best because it was people recording off the TV, their camera off the TV.
Oh, man.
And I couldn't find a better version.
Yeah.
But here was Kevin Hart roasting Tom Brady about the divorce with Giselle.
Let me tell you something. That's what you got to do to maintain your happiness. You understand? You sometimes got to your coach. You know who else they coach? Giselle. She that karate man. Smartest quarterbacks ever played a game. How did you not see this coming? Eight karate classes a day. And she's still a white belt. She's still a white belt.
So I didn't. That was something that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
There was.
Oh yeah. They went there. They went low ball.
No, I didn't know. I knew that about Rose. I didn't know that there was like rumors of her stepping out on him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I didn't. I must have missed.
Oh yeah,
that.
With her kid's karate teacher and her karate.
Either
yeah,
I missed
yeah.
it or I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, he wasn't the only one that roasted him about the marital thing. Hmm. You mentioned Drew Bledsoe was
yes.
there.
Yes. Former quarterback.
Here was Drew Bledsoe, who famously got Wally pipped
yes.
by Tom Brady back in 2001. Here's Drew Bledsoe.
So, hey, look, buddy, you know, you have more rings than I do, but I've experienced a couple things that you will never experience.
Uh-oh.
You know, the feeling of being the number one overall draft pick in the NFL. And a 28th wedding anniversary. It was yesterday.
Spicy.
Very Ooh. Spicy. Speaking of
wow
affairs or other things of that nature, there was a comedian last night, Jeff Ross.
Yeah, he usually hosts. He usually hosts these events.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he made a Robert Kraft joke about getting a massage.
Yeah.
Brady actually got up out of the chair and walked over to him and said, don't effing do that.
So I can't tell if that... Have you watched that clip?
I did.
Do we think that Tom was serious? Was he trying to play into it like, ha, 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 don't say that?
Was he actually mad? It didn't look like he was mad.
Because, like, no offense, that stuff is way meaner
to
the guy, that unless his thought was like, oh, no, I only thought that this was going to be about me.
Well,
why would you make fun of
Kraft? That's the case, and Tom Brady's an idiot
well,
because
yes.
if you've ever seen a roast,
Yeah, it's, they make fun of everybody who is there, essentially.
Yes, everybody who is there.
Yeah, I can't tell if... Because you remember like when Will Smith first slapped Chris Rock, it was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Then I was like, wait, was that serious? And eventually we learned it was actually real and it was serious. I couldn't tell with the Tom Brady, Robert Kraft thing. Totally.
I couldn't either.
Yeah.
Comedian Nikki Glaser was there and had this to say about Tom Brady and his failed investment in crypto.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like,
that's pretty good.
A lot of people making fun of how dumb Gronk was.
Yeah, do you have the Belichick audio
speaking
for that?
Speaking of speaking of Gronk, here's Bill Belichick.
This is pretty funny.
Roasting Gronk.
Gronk, I've been watching on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job.
Of course, that's the play on do your job, which was the famous phrase that they would use inside Patriot headquarters. But Belichick also got roasted.
Yes.
Again, had to be bleeped, but
is this Edelman?
Here's Julian Edelman.
You remember when you used to yell at us? Look, assholes. The f***ing kids down at Foxborough High can make that f***ing play.
I've been waiting for this for so long.
Look, asshole. Foxborough High is the only job offer you f***ing had. Do your job? More like need a job, coach.
I love some of the jokes when they come in with the from the crowd.
Yeah. Like,
I thought the Brady stuff was way more deserving of than that was.
And we'll throw this one out only because it roasts the Chiefs and their fans.
Oh, awesome.
Here's the man of the hour, Tom Brady.
Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest? It helps when all your fans are 14-year-old girls. And in honor of Tay-Tay, let's take a look at the Chiefs' eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for 5. Shake it off.
That's okay. I was wanting more, I'll be honest.
Well, it's making fun of the fact that, you know, all Chiefs fans are Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah. It's fine. That's fine.
I know.
It's fine.
Before we get to the last clip, which we have a video clip of, Brady, during the special last night, said this about Deflategate.
Okay.
The NFL spent $20 million and found that it was more probable than not that I was generally aware that someone could have deflated my footballs. You could have just given me the $20 million, and I would have just told you I bleeping did it. And there was a very influential colleague of Tom Brady's who was not at the roast last night.
Mm.
Peyton Manning was at the roast last night, but Eli was not.
Mm.
And he tweeted about it. He said, I thought about attending the roast of Tom Brady last night, but I didn't want to roast him for a third time.
Boo.
Look out, ladies and gentlemen, Eli Manning.
Boo.
Eli for the Hall of Fame.
Boo. God.
But there was something else newsworthy that came out of the roast last night.
Yeah.
And this we actually have video of as well if you're watching along in the video stream. But as Kevin Hart was finishing up his set, he actually got Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick to join him at the podium and toast each other with a drink.
Yeah.
I want to say this is the greatest coach in the history of the game that did what no one else has done. And having Tom Brady and him was the greatest honor the good Lord gave me. So,
if you're not watching, Bill Belichick does not want to be there in that moment.
No.
And obviously does not care about anything that Kraft is saying.
And if you cut away, like when Edelman was roasting him, when Gronk was roasting him, he looked like he was having a good time.
Yes, he was laughing very hard.
But up here, he was just kind of, I mean, he had a small smile on his face, but he was just like, eh.
Yeah, and we didn't have this audio in here. Let me see if I can find the quote. Okay, so this is what he said last night. Belichick, this was, I believe, when he started. It's an honor to be at the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix tonight. It's not to be confused with the 10-part Bill Belichick roast during the Apple TV documentary, which we've covered before on the show. We've talked about that. And again, for those of you who missed it, Robert Kraft's production company was behind that documentary.
Yes.
So that getting fired, like, come on. Like, you know, Kraft... Everything about this guy is just, it's aging terribly in such a short amount of time.
Because he's the last guy left.
Yeah.
Of that triumvirate that made up all those championships, he's the last guy left that can do anything about the Patriots winning again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, while he's obviously hoping and working towards building the Patriots back, he's also trying to defend himself and gird himself in case it doesn't go well, so he can deflect and say, well, it was his fault. Well, he did that, right? So that people don't start coming back at him and saying, wait a minute, you were the weakest link.
Yeah, exactly.
When in fact, the reality is they all three needed each other.
Yeah.
They would not have gone on that run if any one of those three weren't involved.
Yeah, fairly obvious. It's always obvious. And why some people want or need the credit, and it seems to always be the owners or the general manager.
Yeah.
It's like, man, like, you got so many rings. So many rings out of this. You have so much success. And now we are going to retroactively view Kraft as this, like, vindictive a-hole in all of this.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it really is.
It shouldn't be that way, but just goes to show these owners have a ton of ego.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a ton of ego.
Nice.
Jack Mitchell.
Well done.
Coming up next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.